Business Alexandrina Hub officially opened yesterday. Joining me to discuss this and other things in the region is Mayor Keith Parks. Welcome, Keith.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. How was the opening?
It was really good. It's a great facility. It's a building that council owned. It was an ANZ bank, but ANZ moved out of it, and so we were left with this empty building, and we were able to secure a grant from the federal government and create this business hub, which is working well. It's serving the whole region. A lot of businesses in Strathalbyn, Mount Compass, Langwell Creek are involved. It's really doing its job in the early days, but it was great yesterday. We had Senator Andrew McLaughlin came down to officially open it on behalf of Minister McCormick and Deputy Prime Minister, because they supplied the money, which is great. We had Rebecca Starkey there and as well, a member for Mayo, who's been doing a lot to support us. And and a lot of members of our business community, and they were able to look around and just see the facilities there that are there. The money came through funding from the Australian government through the Drought Communities Program extension. So we were recognised as an area affected by drought from the Millennium Drought, and it's the ongoing effects which still are present in our communities. So it was great.
Fantastic.
It's been a good outcome.
Now, it's sort of both a front door to support in building resilience, but also there's quite a lot of services it offers, right?
Oh, there is. Look, we have we have somebody from Regional Development Australia, somebody from PIRSA, somebody from the Tourism Industry Council of South Australia and Tourism SA. That they have members of their organisation there on a regular basis. Each week, somebody's there on one of the days. You can sort of find out which days they're there. But then members of our business community can make a time, come in and sit down with them one-on-one and get a lot of help as far as... there's lots of opportunities as far as looking at grants, looking at assistance with developing their business and all sorts of other services. It's got the most up-to-date NBN connection, extremely fast NBN connectivity, and it's got hot desks, a large and a small meeting room so that people can have private meetings if they want to. And it's just a great facility. And to have the ability to meet leaders from, senior people from these departments in the government that help our community businesses, it's fantastic.
Excellent. Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with me. A lot of councils have had to make the very difficult decision to cancel Christmas events this year. What's the situation in Alexandrina?
Well, it's a hard one. A lot of the decisions were made for us by some of our community groups who actually do all the volunteering work and organise the pageants and things in Strathalbyn and Goolwa, particularly. And the organisers got together, made a decision that it wasn't good we wouldn't plan and hold the events this year. So Christmas, where the Angus flows, and the Christmas carols and pageant, and the Goolwa Christmas festival and pageant, and the carols in the park at Port Elliot, have all been cancelled. And look, we understand, and so do the organising groups, that these events are just so popular with the community. They're a fantastic event, but we want them all to be safe and all to be here next year when we can do it properly, and hopefully things are normal. So we'll be putting together other activities and things throughout our towns to promote Christmas and give the Christmas spirit to our community in another way. So we're working on that at the moment, and we'll have some great stuff, and we'll be putting it on our council website and of course in the media to let people know what events we're planning, and we'll be doing some displays and just trying to put some Christmas spirit into the place.
Oh, that sounds great. There is something going ahead next month though, the Alexandrina Heritage Awards.
Yes, so the Heritage Awards are an annual event, and so this time we move it around the region. It was at, Mount Compass last year, and Woodchester the year before that. But this year it's going to be, the awards have been taking place at the Clayton Bay Community Hall on Thursday the 22nd of October, and that's at 6:30. It's a great event. It acknowledges contributions and achievements in heritage and history-related projects across our region over the 12 months. Our guest speaker will be the previous Chief Executive Officer of the National Trust, Eric Epi. You need to make bookings, so you can book via www.eventbrite.com.au, and you search then for Alexandrina Council Heritage Awards. So it's important to book. It's a very popular event. Always a lot of people there, and some fantastic projects that members of our community have undertaken at their own expense, restoring and retaining the beautiful heritage that we have, and it's good that they're recognised and awarded for it.
Actually, I have to say, you know, when I drive through Strathalbyn down to Gawler and Victor Harbour, I'm always kind of blown away by the amount of heritage that is retained and how it's beautifully maintained, isn't it?
Strathalbyn is a gem, beautiful town with some beautiful, beautiful homes, lovely, stately homes. You know, in its early days, it was a very wealthy farming town, and it still retains that character, and we're just very, very careful to make sure we preserve that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mayor Keith Parks, and you
Thanks,
have a lovely
Jenny.
Day.
Nice talking to you, and take care. All the best, and let's hope for some more rain.